Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm compelled to talk about it. Because I think we're on the brink of a comedian civil war. And if comedians are going to fight, then it's really rap. Okay? Comedians are supposed to be the last line of defense. The diffusion of situations. To poke the bear, to examine the to question authority, to question non-authority, to question everything. And it looks like comedians are starting to not be loyal to the joke anymore. I never want to talk about this, so I don't even know if I'm going to put it out, because I am not a critic, okay? I'm an artist. I am a creator. I am not a destroyer. That's why I don't think any people should criticize other people's art. It's hard to do, whatever you choose. I mean, if they ask you your opinion, you can be blunt, but usually the maker of such art should not be also the critiquer of such art. The critiquing is for the less talented, in my opinion, because they don't have the ability to do it. But there's a lot of people that are famous for it, and it's a shame. I can tell you that. I can tell you people have made careers off of pulling other people down, and they turn pundit. And I guess if you're a legendary player for a sport and then you do that, that's different because you've done it. It's the people that haven't done it. You can't talk about it. But here we are. Comedians are losing their way, and I wasn't going to comment on it, but because I don't want, it's not my place. My job is to just go to the audience and entertain an audience and talk to an audience, not talk to comedians. You know, comedians are all workers. We're all workers, so we shouldn't be doing comedy or approval for other comedians. It's for the crowd. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to talk about this. I just don't understand how comedians forget the path of comedy and what they do. So to me, if you are, you know, I'm many things, okay? I hate labels. I hate them, okay? But if you want to call me a comedian, sure. I'm a comedian. Sure. If you want to call me an actor, sure. I'm an actor. Sure. Podcaster, sure. I mean, I don't know what... I know what I know what my credentials are to call somebody a title, which I don't like titles. But you can say I'm a successful comedian, I'm a successful actor, because I've made money at it. Okay, it doesn't mean I'm good. A podcaster, I don't make a ton, but I make money at it. Does that mean I'm a podcaster? I don't know. I'm a rapper. I'm not really a serious rapper, but I made money at it. I mean, you can give me 10 titles. I'm a producer. What I'm saying is I don't like just one title because I'm a Gemini and that's me. I don't like just saying I'm a comedian because I'm not. That's multiple things that I do, okay? And people are comedians, okay? But out of all the things that I subscribe to in my expressionist world or my artistic endeavors, what I would say the biggest thing I subscribe to is, if you make me laugh or you make me think, that is what I'm loyal to. That's the first thing. Let's go back to Sarah Silverman. I believe Sarah Silverman said this. Let's go back. One of our greats said, nothing comes before the joke, right? So that's a true lifer, legacy comedian. That's what she is. Nothing comes before the joke. That means not her. That's how I think, you know? So I guess maybe at my core, I'm a comedian first, I guess. But I'm not. I'm known for many other things. I'm known for other stuff more than comedy in a weird way. Here's the bottom line. Not my gender, not my race, not the color of my skin, not my job, not my family, not my relationships, not my legacy, not my movies, not whatever I've done, not my failures, not my successes. None of those things take precedent over a laugh. Does that make sense to you? The laugh is the key. If you get a laugh and you get a thought out and you make me think, you win. So that is the number one thing. And that is comedy. Comedy is making you think and making you laugh. So as comedians, if you're a true, true comedian, what I consider a comedian, then you adhere by that. Especially if you're a working comedian. Especially if you're a known comedian. You know how hard it is. You know how difficult it is. You know the insane road that you must travel. All the shit you put up with. So you have to be gentle on our brothers and sisters. The ones that are really doing it. I'm not talking about people that do one open mic and put comedian in their bio. That's a crime. They should not do that. They should put, you know, aspiring, trying to be. That's fine. You can put that all day. But until you've had certain things, protocols met, I don't think you should give yourself a label. That's my opinion. So I'm saying this is because I see so much talking about Tony Hinchcliffe's take on the, when he did the MSG rally. The first thing I want to say about the MSG rally is this, is that that was not a rally, okay? Because it's insane. You know, four other presidents have had things there. Clinton, Kennedy, Carter, somebody else. I don't know. Tons of people play MSG because they said it was a rally of a presidential guy that they don't like. At MSG, it was a gathering. That's insane, okay? I like that candidate, and I like those group of people more than I like the other group of people that they're running against. I don't have anything personal against the other group of people. I just don't think they excite me as the leaders that I want in this country. I want not only the head of them, which is Trump, but I want the rest of the cabinet that he's bringing in, all those other people. Robert F. Kennedy and Tucker and Tulsi and Elon. I want all of those people as well. And that's what he's doing. And that's incredible. So I don't, the other people seem like they're part of the establishment that has kept going through time. And they came from Joe Biden, who's been a career politician. I mean, this is all pretty simple to understand. I don't understand how people don't get it. I don't get it. I guess because they're brain dead. So, but calling people there's no T in it. So if I like Trump and I like those people, all the people that he brought to MSG, if I like them all, I'm an right here. Is this an? I'm asking you. I mean, if I am, I'm the sweetest, generous, and most empathetic, loving, will listen to your problems, lend you some money, caring you ever met. Like, That's what I am. Is that what an is? Someone that will, you know, talk to you. Someone that will see you crying and give you a hug. Is that what that is? So that's what I am. Like, I normally wouldn't have said this, but in the last year I changed. Words have power. Words have power. Manifestation is a science. So when you keep saying this up shit happens. You're manifesting it. So stop. Stop. Like, that's not, there's not, okay? These are not, I'm not an, okay? So Tony did these jokes, and first, before I get into it, because I hate doing this. This is not my job. I would never want to rate. I'm not rating anyone, by the way. I'm just talking about the philosophy. Comedy, to me, okay. If everyone, do you know how many people are in comedy? Let's just take the LA scene. I mean, New York and LA are kind of combined now because of podcasting. Really, podcasting has brought everything together. So let's just say the three big scenes. Let's say LA, New York, and Austin. Okay. They all intersect and everybody goes everywhere. I mean, there's tons of other scenes, obviously. But I'm just saying those are the big three for now. Is that okay to say? Don't get mad if you're from Philly or somewhere else. I'm not saying, but I'm saying that where people convene. So do you know how many people in comedy clubs feel like they want to vote right? A lot. Some tell you, some don't. So all the comics that you share the stage with, male or female, black or white, gay or straight, who don't vote to the left, they're all like comedy. And to me, is the most inclusive of what I've seen. Naturally inclusive art form. I'm not saying that other art forms don't, because I don't know enough. I apologize. But what I'm saying is, you can go to the store, the improv, the factory, the ha-ha, flappers, the toe. What am I leaving out? The Ice House? That's 7 in LA right now, plus a bunch of other little places, okay? And you will be on a lineup with anyone. Trans, straight, gay, black, Korean, old, young, fat, Mexican, whatever, Hindu, Muslim, all of it, all of it. And it's been that way my career, okay? It's been that way for my career. Maybe in the early 90s, it was a little whiter at some clubs, but I would only say one club. I'm not going to name the club that felt like they were a little bit more white, but not really, because they had a lot of black guys that were popping. But other clubs have always had everybody. And it's naturally now, like, it's natural. There's lineups of all types of people and it's naturally fits. So when I see comics going off about a joke about Puerto Rico, I'm like, what are we doing here? Okay, let's just break this down. Tony probably got the gig 2 days before. I'm pretty sure. I heard that. I don't know if it's true. Rogan recommended him. He opened the show. He probably wrote a whole set within a day, half of it that morning. I don't know. He's always trying new stuff. Okay. So he goes out there and he does a joke. And then he says, okay, guys, I usually don't follow the national anthem. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Because it's basically saying, look at this, is not the typical gig. Okay. Let's just go to the joke. Puerto Rican. Okay. He says there's literally a floating island of garbage in the Atlantic. I believe he said, I think it's called Puerto Rico. He didn't say there's a group of people that are garbage. They're called Puerto Ricans. He didn't say, oh, there's a culture that's full of garbage. It's Puerto Rico. He said there's literally a floating island of garbage in the Atlantic. It's called Puerto Rico. Do you know why he made that joke? Why I believe he made the joke? Because it's based on facts, which if you read anything, you know that Puerto Rico has a sanitation disposal issue, meaning there's an issue with the recycling and the trash gets backed up. And so there is an actual floating island of trash somewhere in the ocean, and it's a new type of technology, and they try to, until they get rid of it, there's a floating island of trash. But, like, there, I knew that because I remember reading about it, okay? Right here, Puerto Rican trash problem, understanding the crisis and working towards a solution. Puerto Rico is grappling with a pressing trash problem that's not just a visual blight, but a serious threat to stunning landscapes, marine life. The urgency of the crisis is underscored by far-reaching impacts of the health tourism. The Puerto Rican trash problem has been growing for decades. With a population of around 3.2 million, the island generates about 3.7 million tons of waste. Why so much trash in Puerto Rico? I mean, that could be a joke. Limited landfill space, no recycling programs, high consumption tourism, weak waste management infrastructure. Look, that the funny thing is that that's just a no. So that was actually a very smart joke. Like, I don't, how the f*** is no one bring, I saw two people bring this up. I'm like, well, that's what the joke was. I saw, and they were both Puerto Rican. This lady's like, yeah, there's a Puerto Rican trash problem. Well, I don't get why that joke is smart. Like, so many people commenting on it who should never comment on jokes because they don't understand jokes. And then comedians whose whole MO is that they're like erudite, Pearsall wearing smarties, and they're going, this is racist. This is no, it's a joke about trash. Jesus Christ. How can Jamie Kennedy, I'm supposed to be the goofy comic, be smarter than you? Like, because I am. I'm fun-loving, but I don't act like an academic, but they're all dumb. All these, like, fake, like, hipster, wire-rim writer comics, you're not smart. Like, you're dumb. Like, okay, there's no racism. There's no racism in the joke. It's a trash issue, which was also based off of a problem. And let me break down how a joke works for everybody who doesn't understand jokes. You take something, and a joke is the element of surprise. There's a floating island of garbage in the Atlantic. I believe it's called what? What's that called? Puerto Rico. What? Oh, shit, you got me. Wait, Mr. Ed, what? He's saying, no. So he wants you to think that he's talking shit, and you took the bait like a bunch of sheeple, but he's basically saying, hey, there's an actual trash issue. And now, well, he's only going to become bigger from it, but he's getting all this backlash because of it. But not one MSNBC, not one CNN, no one of them said there's a trash issue. Not one of them. Now, why is that? Because they want to use any talking point they can. Okay. So how? Let's look at this. Ready? Now watch this. Are you ready? Look at this. Look at it.
These are terrifying.
It is absolutely wild times. It really, really is. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Garbage in the middle of the ocean right now.
In the middle of the ocean.
I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
Who is that jackwad? Who is that guy?
Actually, who
is that jackwad? Who the f*** says the term jackwad? Who is that jackwad? This is the guy. This is the guy that would say the word malarkey. That's a bunch of malarkey. Beware of people that use the term jackwad and malarkey, okay? It's like, I'm a whole high hummer. Ho, hi, home, ho, ho. Throw the ball with you. This is the same type of guy that, time to hit the showers there, skipper. Woohoo. Tail snap. He'll snap you with the tail. Snap, snap, snap. Hoo-hoo-wee. Whoop. Got you, Snoop. Who's that jaguar? I mean, who the f***? That's a bunch of malarkey. Who the f*** says the term jaguar?
I mean,
super disappointing.
I don't follow. But,
this has got nothing to do with that. We sent helicopter down there from Minnesota there. So he says jackwad. Literally, the joke is a joke, and it's about a real issue. So if anything, you should be thanking Tony to point the magnifying glass on the trash problem that is Puerto Rico. Because I've been to Puerto Rico a few times. Do you know why? Because I did a tour there. I actually did, I've been there a couple of times, but the last time I was there was for the, what is it when you do the Army? USO. I did the USO. And my last gig, I want to say, was in San Juan at the base. It was awesome. I had the best time. I stayed an extra 2 days. I got to stay in this amazing hotel. I stayed on the beach. I'm in the ocean. I was drinking out of a coconut. The place was amazing, okay? It was bomb. I loved it. I think it's 2 hours from Florida. They have an amazing, I want to say it's Army base that I played. I'm pretty sure it was Army. Maybe it was the Marines. I'm not sure. I'm sorry if I disrespected which group it was. But anyway, or maybe it was everybody all in one base. I don't know. But it was an amazing show. They were the best people. I had a great time. It was awesome. Crypto bros are now going over there. YouTubers are going over there. I'd be lying to you if said if I didn't want to think about trying to do some shit in Puerto Rico. I mean, I don't know if I can leave the scene and go that far out of it, but that's a play and kind of place where you make your own fiefdom for sure. Cause they got the tax dodge and all that, but you got to prove it. But the bottom line is they have a trash problem. Okay. There's nothing I can tell you. He did a joke about it's an original premise. In a perfect setting, I disagree with everyone. You want to bring light to issues. It's recycling is an issue. Why are the Republicans, who are supposed to be not climate deniers, doing jokes about recycling and getting backlash? It's literally truthful. The joke is truthful. He said it. I don't know why he's not explaining himself. It's kind of baller that he's not. I mean, he could just do this and say it's based off of that. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm going to do it because all these comedians are fighting. And I'm like, what are we doing? So it was based off a real thing. He never said the culture. He never said the people. And it brought light to it. Maybe people will look at it now because it does. It has an issue. They have an issue over landfill. But my thing is, ask a Puerto Rican comedian. There's tons of them. Hey, were you offended by this? Are you mad at this? But what's crazy is all these comics. And I mean, I saw six comics say some shit, and they're all very good comics, you know. I don't want to name names; they'll probably know. I don't want to cause a stink, but I just want to be like, what's wrong with you? Like, what? The joke is the joke. Like, it's a joke. No, let me explain this to you. That's what the joke was about. The joke was about the issue. That's my take. And I believe, you know, it's right there. There, you can just look it up. There's no. Listen, I have news for you, okay? No race is beyond reproach. You're going to get joked about, okay? It brings us together, okay? I can even break down the set even more, but it's not my job. Okay, no gender is beyond reproach. You're going to get joked about. And then I see these non-comedians saying all this shit, and I'm like, well, you really don't have a say. That's like me commenting on a guitar riff. I don't have the toolkit to do that. Why is it that everyone thinks they can comment on comedy? It's like I said in the movie Heckler, I think either I said it or our director, you know, everyone has an asshole, but it doesn't mean you can become a proctologist. Like, it's so disrespectful to think you can just look at it with the swipe of your mouth, go, oh yeah, that stinks. Or maybe you're not smart. There's a guy that's really smart And he was going off on it. And I'm like, dude, I can't believe you missed this. Like, that's just, whoa. I don't know if these comedians have an agenda. I don't know. I don't know how you can be offended if you're a comedian. I mean, there's it that I do that I've seen, and I'm like, that's up. That's up. This isn't one of them. There are up things where I might even get my pussy in a tangle. But at the end of the day, it's comedy. Okay. So people are saying, some people are going, well, this isn't the place to do it. Well, the front runner of the whole president of the United States decided it was. And guess what? I think because people think politics is so serious and, you know, these are serious thinkers and they are really, you know, these are accredited individuals. Didn't a guy butt another guy in the chamber recently? A guy butt another guy in the chamber and filmed it. He had a big job. There was another guy that was caught up in a whole pedo ring, a judge. One of our former presidents put a cigar up an intern's twat hole. I have to say that very specifically. A twat hole. And all the feminists said that his wife is a super feminist. Like, what are you talking about? Like, the Kennedy brothers were tagging Marilyn two at a time. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, you revere these people as like, oh, well, this is a suit and tie, and they're using big words, and they went to Yale, and I don't give a f-. They're f-ing heathens, man. Politics should be ripped apart. That's why people love Trump, because he's talking like a normal dude, and he's like, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Yeah, and they're like, the respect of the office. Good. Rip the office apart. It's all this shit. It's like people are like all nice. It's like all the actors that you see at the Oscars and stuff, and they're in gowns. Like, they're good people. The amount of rails and shit, the minute that ceremony is over and the shit that happens, oh, they're good. I'm not saying they're bad people, but I'm saying, like, just because someone's wearing a suit and speaking good English doesn't mean they're not heathens. So there's nothing precious about the political office. I'm sorry. In fact, I want my president to roll up his sleeves and get his hands dirty. Yeah, I do. Like, what's precious about our office now? Biden's in there, and his wife 3 months ago goes, you did it, Joe. You answered all your questions. You ate your cookies. Kamala used to date homie, Montel Williams. I don't know what her deal is. I guess she had a big job, but, like, I don't know what her deal is. She must be, she's definitely smart because she's running for VP, so you're smart to do that. I don't care what you feel. To get a high office, you have to be smart. And I don't know. I don't know if she's a prosecutor or whatever. So that you have to go to some kind of good college to do that shit. So I'm just saying, look. But she also was, like, hanging on Montel. It was weird. I don't know what the deal was there. I don't know if she was maybe a law student then. I have no idea. What I'm saying is, why are comics hurt about this? I could see the average sheep, but not comedians. Where are we at here? The joke is first. If you didn't like the joke, I just explained it to you. If you still don't like it, that's okay. But don't take politics seriously. This is our job. We're supposed to pick things apart. If we have comics judging other comics now, it's just going to be, you know, it's just not going to be good. Because if there's bickering within the comic community, like if comics are a united front, which is hard to do anyway, but if they're not a united front, then the enemy has won. Because your right to try a joke in front of the biggest stage of your life when you've been asked by that particular candidate to do 10 minutes... and you had 20 hours to come up with these jokes, I applaud you. Like, I would never, like, that's just, every comic should just be like, that's just, you know, that's just, it's crazy. It's crazy how you could even, like, you know the road, man. How could you know the road? Listen, I said it before and I say it again. A lot of these people cucking for Trump are dirty. They're dirty. That's it. And in fact, I see a couple people that I see saying shit, and I'm like, I don't know about this person. When people try to be extra sanctimonious, you are a pig. if you try to be extra goody two shoes, if you use the term ally, you're a pig. If you use the term, you know, certain terms of like rhetoric and using these terms like that, you're shady. I'm just telling you, don't be fooled, because it's the people that are all out there that aren't scared to express themselves. They're more, you know, I could be me make a lot of mistakes, but I'm okay because I feel confident in my position. I don't have to watch everything I say. It's like when I do this radio show, it's people, there's people that love me and there's people that don't like me. And the reason they don't like me is because I say opinions of things that make them have to look at themselves. And then they go, instead of looking at themselves, they just say, I'm the problem. That's the thing is, if I say something that makes you uncomfortable, you have to look at yourself and go, is he right or is there some truth to it? That's what all this comes down to. Is there truth to it? Like, so I when comics are starting to fight each other, I'm just like, that just is not good. It's not good. Like, I'm only talking about ones because I saw a really successful one say it. I'm not talking about all these. I think there's a bunch of younger ones that are trying to like act like jump on the train or something. That's another thing. There's so many unsuccessful comics that will shit on a really successful comic. And it's like, do you not understand that the internet holds memories forever, idiot? Like, just shut your mouth and write another 2 minutes. I don't get people, man. I mean, I do. But the bottom line is, it's like, do you know what nerd rage is? Nerd rage is those dudes have never gotten chicks and they're all like jacked up with testosterone and video game controller palm strength, and they're always jacking in or playing a video game. When those dudes get a little power and stuff, they don't know how to be around women, but they act extra like cordial and shit. They're shady. So, I mean, this is not popular, so I don't know if I'm going to put it out, but there's just people that are not examining it, and they're just going, this is racist, this is this. We have to stop with the racist shit. We got to stop saying racist every 3 seconds. You know what time it is? Racist. Hey, do you have a rye bread? Racist. Ooh, is that a bumblebee? Sexist. Wait, do you know what time? Islamophobe. Clockophobe. Like, can you help me with my transmission? Transphobe. Like, we got to stop. Because all you're doing is just creating guys like me and going, just shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. Like, all you're doing is creating a guy like me. Like, a guy who's open-minded, who will talk to anyone. I'm going to tell you why. Why? I get in trouble by people who know me in my life. And if you know me in my life, comment on this. I will talk to somebody until 5 in the morning till I get to the root of the issue. That's what I do. I don't leave until it's done. I exhaust people. I could talk for 6 hours to get people out of their brain fog until they get to the root of the issue. Most people won't do that. Do you know why? Because they're not intelligent enough. And also because they dismiss you. And that's rude. If they dismiss you, who's more cool? A guy like me who, if I go on and I listen to you and I listen to you and I try to get to the root of the problem until we get figured out, or someone who just dismisses you? Who cares about you more? That's my problem with all these people like that are sanctimonious, and they do tend to be on the left, is that they're dismissive. They're dismissive. They never once on CNN go, okay, that's a good point. J.D. Vance was on there with Jake Tapper, and he never once said, okay, that's a good point. They never once take their L's. Okay, you won that one. If just once, that's Chris Cuomo's doing it. He's coming around. He just shows you that he's not having to toe the company line. You know, just take an L. It's okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong there. So, and if you're looking at people and they can't take an L, and you're wondering why they can't take an L, it's because there's an agenda there. And if there's an agenda there, why? Like, how come every commercial on CNN is for a drug? Are you dumb? Jesus Christ. They're just trying to drug you up. That's it. Eat this, get sick. Here's the problem. I'll cause the problem. Here's the cure. I'll send you the cure. Here's a funeral. I get paid on that. It's just it's so easy to understand. Why are you so dumb? Why are you that dumb? Why do you believe that people do not have your best interest? Why? Why can't you understand this? It makes no sense. You know what it is? I think it has to come to it right now. It's because people's self-inflated sense of self-importance. That's what it is. It just hit me.
Well, they could never get one over on me because I went to Sarah Lawrence College and I did books and I'm smart and I'm a good person and they wouldn't get one over on me because I'm valuable.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You're a NPC. Okay? You're not an NPC when you start going against the grain. And here's how you go against the grain. You ready? You're transparent. You ask questions. You admit your faults. And you take an honest assessment of who you are. That's how you become a non-NPC. Be vulnerable. Look at yourself. Be open. Don't be dismissive. If you walk away during a conversation, you're the problem. If you can do those things, be humble. Be graceful. Be graceful. I never have to worry about people looking at me because they're looking at themselves all day. If I do something weird, I'm like, oh, did that person see that? Like, I pick my nose. They're like, no, they're too busy looking at their phone. Or they don't want to talk to you. So do these things, and then I'll consider you possibly on the road to open-mindedness. Until then, you'll cry, baby. Don't cry. Love you. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.